And we're joined by Twin Cedars softball coach Brad Ahrens as we're interviewing coach for the final time this season on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on 92.1 KRLS. Well, coach, good to talk to you one final time this summer. And I guess let's just kind of take a high-end overview of the season. I mean, not what anyone wanted, but I think there were some bright spots in this season.
Yeah, I mean, you always try and find some bright spots within the year, no matter how your record looks or what it looks like. And yeah, that, I think there are plenty of bright things to look at. You look at some of the awards that our girls got, and you know, our three seniors that got recognition, Allie and Chrissy and Amy, you know, getting all conference recognition for their season, and it was well deserved.
Well, let's take a look at some of these the year as a whole. Going in, you knew you were going to be rather young, but you had a couple, you know, some seniors in your lineup that you were going to depend on, and it sounds like they came through for you for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, going into the season, we talked about all year it was probably going to be how can we replace an all-state pitcher, and that was pretty much the season. And it was just one of those things where we had our two pitchers, and they went out and they gave us the best effort. They really did. And then our seniors, like you said, come up on the offensive side and help pick us up that way and put up good numbers this year. And again, we're recognized for that.
And, you know, let's talk about your pitchers. Amy Monkenhop and Chloe French were the main ones. In fact, they got the majority of all the innings except one this year. And they were only within 10 of each other in innings, which goes back to your plan of maybe using one for a couple of innings and bringing out the other one and maybe putting the other one back in. How did that work out for the most part in, you know, dividing up the games? Or some games you just let the one of them go because they were handling everything.
Yeah, I thought the plan initially for the season played out kind of how I expected. I didn't realize that the innings were so close. I felt like maybe Chloe had put in a little more innings, but again, yeah, that was the balance that we were looking for. Just because I knew that seven innings probably wasn't realistic for all of them the whole season, just because they haven't been in that situation. And so I knew that the balance was going to be important. And like I said, they really battled all year long. They were put in situations that maybe going into their year, especially Amy, her senior year, she probably might not have thought she'd had to throw as much as she did. And she really went in and battled for us, and just appreciate that both of the pitchers really just gave us their best effort. They really did.
And as we're talking to Brad Ahrens, Twin Cedars softball coach on KNIA KRLS, offensively, not humongous numbers, but you had a couple girls that, when given the opportunity, would be able to step up and have good games. Kristen Durian, I think, had your best average of any eligible player at .333, so she was always pretty reliable up there at the plate.
Yep, offensively, I wasn't too worried about it. I knew we were going to be consistent on offensive side. Like you said, Kristen Durian, you know, all state, all district, all conference type of player. You expect her to put up those kind of numbers. And Allie Reed the same way, another all conference, all district, former all district player. You're going to get those numbers from them, and it was exciting for them to continue to put those numbers up. What I was really impressed with were those underclassmen who kind of got thrown in as eighth graders. And, you know, there were a couple times throughout the season where they really came in and stepped up and had some big hits for us throughout the year.
One of them that comes to mind, and I, just because I saw her in the recaps almost every time, was Jordan Greatbatch. She actually ended up leading the team, looks like, in RBIs with 14. As an eighth grader, you really don't want to put the weight of the world on an eighth grader, but there's some potential coming in, it looks like, in this eighth grade class as a whole.
Yeah, I mean, they gained a lot of experience playing both at the high school level and at the middle school. At the middle school level, they were going back and forth all year long, just playing games, getting them experience. And yeah, especially with Jordan, you could really see the confidence grow from game one to the end of the year. And I think her highlight was probably that home run in the downpour at Southeast Warren. But she just had a really consistent season throughout. You could see the struggles as an eighth grader throughout the middle of the year, but from day one to where she came from at the end of the year, it's tremendous growth. And she wasn't the only one. You could see a bunch of other girls that had to come in big spots as eighth graders, and just to see the confidence from where they started to where they ended up is really exciting, and really exciting for the future as well.
What I thought interesting, Amy Mockenhop led the team in walks with 14 as a pitcher. Did she kind of, was she able to kind of decipher pitches a little bit better up there as, you know, someone who throws those and maybe can see from the other side what's coming up at her and, you know, allow her to be a little more patient and be selective when she can be?
Yeah, I think that has something to do with it. She's just a really patient and good hitter as well. She's played a lot of ball and really sees the ball well, and she doesn't mind getting down 0-2 and just really battling and putting the ball in play and really makes the pitcher work. And so all those walks just proves that she's just a really good hitter, and she doesn't help out a pitcher a lot, and she swings at her pitches.
You did have three seniors, as we're talking to Brad Ahrens, Twin Cedars softball coach on KNIA Kevilles. Amy Mockenhop, one of them, Kristen Durian, and Jaden Weldon. Obviously, never easy to lose any seniors, and these girls really were, you know, very did a lot for this team and helped out the younger kids along the way too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, four seniors, all, you know, Allie Reed too in there in the mix. Allie Reed and Jaden Weldon, Amy Mockenhop, Kristen Durian, did a lot for the program. And you know, they leave state champions. They were all on that state championship team, and so just they're leaving their mark on their program. And I just appreciate their time and effort that they put into the program, and wish them the best in their future.
Well, now what's the kind of the exit message for the rest of the team that's coming back? You know, looks like a pretty nice core of younger players that you can build around, and maybe, you know, build a team that can contend for conference championships and make deep runs in the postseason.
Yeah, I think the future is bright, and you look at the roster next year, potentially one senior and one junior, and then you got a whole bunch of underclassmen that have gained a lot of experience over the last couple years, and the confidence that, you know, we can try and get from this year to continue on into next year. And then you bring a group of seventh graders coming up that I think can contribute at the varsity level. And it's really exciting to see what the future has, you know, maybe not initially next year, but you can see what's there. And again, it all starts with putting in the work and doing the little things the right way. But there's definitely talent there, and there's definitely excitement within the program about what the future looks like.
And your first year as head coach, you've been an assistant for a couple of years prior to. But you know, what was that like? You know, being the person that, you know, made the, you know, all the calls, and, you know, was able to, you know, get advice from, you know, your assistants and everything this year, as opposed to the last couple of years, you being the kind of the advisor to the head coach.
Yeah. I just really appreciate Riley and all her expertise and all her, you know, she's played a lot of games and she's been around the game a really long time. And so I'm just very thankful and appreciative that to have someone like her by my side where we can talk and discuss and make decisions together. And she was right there with me, and we did a lot of stuff together. I told her, as a first year head coach and former assistant, I really rely on her advice and rely on her decisions and what she's thinking and things like that. It's just a team effort. And just a really appreciative of her and all the support through administration and all that stuff as well to help me and guide me through my first year.
Well, as we said, beginning of the year, not a bad assistant coach to have, a former Twin Cedars all-time great, now making her mark at Central College as well. Coach, thank you for your time this year, and we look forward to next summer and seeing what the Sabres can do.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Derek. Thanks for all your coverage all year long.
That's Brad Ahrens, Twin Cedars softball coach. For more after this on 92.1 KRLS.